This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. There's currently a weather system off the east coast of Florida that the National Hurricane Center is tracking for possible development in the Gulf over the next few days. It's too soon to tell if this will develop at all. Right now, the forecasters are putting the chance of it developing at about 10%. But the system has a higher likelihood of hitting us compared to the last one, which targeted Louisiana more. Governor Greg Abbott says the body of another person from Camp Mystic has been recovered from the Guadalupe River. He posted on social media that there is still one adult and one child missing from the 4th of July floods. Meanwhile, recovery efforts continue throughout the Texas Hill Country. Our Sarah Gruno spoke with NPR.
Many residents wonder where they're going to live next. Jake Richards and his wife Julia have been staying with relatives since their mobile home was washed away in Kerrville. And he worries that as news coverage after the flood decreases, that the help may stop.
It's going to escape people's minds soon, and which is hard to think about. So all you can do is help while, you know, the attention is there, help while the need is there.
And while Kerr County continues with cleanup and recovery efforts, local and state officials are urging residents to get flood insurance to be protected in case the river crests again and floods the community.
Texas Republican lawmakers are likely being coerced into doing something they don't want to do during the ongoing special legislative session. That's according to a local political scientist who says the effort to redraw political maps isn't popular, despite a push from Governor Abbott and President Trump. Mark Jones is a political science professor at the University of Houston.
Republicans already in 2021 pretty much maximized all they could do with the population that they have. And they run a serious risk that if they try to spread themselves too thin to effectively win some more seats for President Trump, they could lose seats rather than gain them. And so this is something that they're only doing because President Trump is effectively forcing them to do it.
Jones gave his comments on Houston Matters this morning. The special legislative session kicked off on Monday. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7. Support.